before we get into this monthly update, I just wanted to let you know to stay tuned until the end for a few bloopers. And here we are again for another monthly update. Be thankful that I'm recording this for you all today, because it was in my plans to do yesterday, but yesterday was one heck of a day for me, not a fun day at all. And if you know me by now, you know that I don't often have not fun days. I enjoy the heck out of life and usually have a smile on my face, but damn, yesterday was just a series of unfortunate and annoying events after unfortunately annoying event. One of the culminating events being that I put potatoes in the oven to cook for dinner, and I believe I set the timer for, I don't know what the heck I set the timer for. It was either 17 minutes or 22 minutes. And then relying solely on that, I just went off to do other things. But I actually set the timer for 7 hours and 25 minutes. I have no clue how I did that. But the smell of burning potatoes caught my attention long before the 7.5 hours was up. One of the things that I also noticed yesterday when I was about to do this monthly update was I went to look back on the items that I had promised for this month just to see, you know, what's coming up, what I'm on track for. And I realized, I don't think I said it in the audio, but for some reason I put it in the post, probably because I may have copied and pasted from last month some things and didn't remember to delete them, but it says there's a live JOI event this month, but I don't have one planned, and I don't think one is going to be coming out this month. I miss playing games with you guys. I miss sort of the just easy, fun, joking, dirty banter that we have back and forth, and I was looking for a game we could play. Again, I don't know what everybody's into and what they like to play, but there is a board game that I really, really love, and there is a way we can play it online on the Discord site. I just don't know if I'll get enough players. I think we only need 4, though, so we should be fine. So I might do some Discord gameplay. It's called Codenames. If you don't know what Codenames is, then look up Codenames. I tested it out. It's pretty simple. I've played it online in other servers a long time ago, and it's just a really fun game. And there's a naughty version of Codenames, the real game, which of course I have and love to play, but I don't know if there's a naughty version online. But, you know, we can always swing everything into some naughtiness when I'm playing along with you all. I have faith in us. So that gives you a sneak peek into my yesterday, and of course, there were a few trials and tribulations, as always, from me last month and the beginning of this month. Even though today is, it's great, I'm back to my old self of good times, great days, wonderful weather, all of that great stuff. So never fear, but it was just one of those days. Speaking of trials and tribulations, though, since that seems to be what these monthly updates are made of, last month, my cell phone finally gave up. It was an old one, and it was time to put her to bed anyways. So here's something that may never cross your mind, since you all don't have your own little naughty rooms in your homes where you record dirty things. But having a cell phone down here in my naughty room has always been a trial and tribulation in itself, because this room is semi-soundproof, as soundproof as I could get it. It has trouble with the cell phone signal in here. I could never really get a great call in this room with that phone. And as most of you may or may not know, I don't only record dirty tales, but I also take dirty live phone calls as well. So that's been very annoying. I mean, if you talk to me on Discord or Skype, those are perfect because they go through the internet and I use my microphone and I can hear you and you can hear me. But calls that I take on the phone service actually go through my phone. So I've always had a hard time, and I always feel so bad for people when they try to talk to me and I can't do anything about it because my phone sucks. So I was eagerly looking forward to getting a new updated phone so that I wouldn't have any of those problems. And so, of course, very excited to try out taking calls on that service on my new phone. But it turns out that my new phone is way worse than my old phone ever was. Like, it would pretty much be impossible for me to take calls. I can't even take normal calls, much less anything else. Anyway, long story short is I had to go back to old school and have an actual phone with an actual jack and an actual wire spliced in, slipped in, snuck in through a little peeky hole in my naughty room. Not a peeky hole. I know where your mind goes when I say peeky hole into my naughty room. You know what I mean? Like a little tiny drilled hole that could get an actual phone cord through. So all this to say is something you probably wouldn't think of having a naughty room of your own. But as I was recording for you right now, this audio right today, that phone rang and I haven't really had it on much to take calls to know what the ring sounds like because yesterday I had a bad day and it's relatively new with the sneaky peeky hole in here and the phone in here. Because I had to get a phone to put in here because who the heck has a phone that actually uses a cord these days? But anyways, I digress. So it rang while I was recording for you and scared the living crap out of me. So here's where I will insert that little clip since I was recording at the time and you can hear how it sounds and how I got startled. Enjoy that. Today, on the other hand, is an amazing day. Beautiful. Oh, Jesus Christ. So that's going to have to be something I get used to. I don't know if I've mentioned this before. Maybe I have. These tend to get crazy and I just ramble in them. But there is a certain tone that calls on that night flirt service make. Like they give you, and again, I don't know if I've told you guys this before, but it gives you like a warning signal that someone will be calling you and then your actual phone line rings. But again, that wasn't the case with that because it wasn't from the service. But because I'm a naughty lady and I enjoy talking dirty to people that call me, I have this sort of like Pavlov's dog reaction to the little chime that comes in my ear when I'm about to get a call. And now I realize that weird, creepy ring that just scared the living crap out of me that I played that clip for.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I have a feeling that as soon as I get more used to the fact that that weird ring means I get to make someone come, that's going to have that same reaction for me. It's kind of like butterflies in my stomach, like that excited pre-sex feeling. Not as excited as pre-sex, but you know, I told you I get pretty excited when I'm gonna get fucked. So, yeah. I'm done with the telephone madness. What else do I have to tell you about this month? Okay, wait. Actually, I have one more thing kind of call related that was funny that I wanted to let you guys know happened to me this month. So, I was on a call, not using that new hardwired phone or anything, but the person I was speaking with asked me to do a specific sound for something specific, and I needed a lot of lotion to create the sound that they were looking for in this live call. And I guess it ended up splashing on me for whatever reason. Just let your imagination take hold with whatever you want. But I got splashed and I had a lot of lotion all over my hands by the end of this call. So I said, I'm going to have the softest skin ever. I was just rubbing it into my arms, rubbing it all over. Didn't think much of it. Finished off in my naughty room and was about to head out to do real life things. And I peeked at myself in the mirror before I left because there was this big glob of white lotion that I had used, because it's like Vaseline intensive care lotion, on my chin that had somehow splashed and splattered out from my hands while I was doing these sounds. And of course, I just laughed to myself thinking, my God, imagine if I just went walking around the town and someone's like, you've got a a glob of white stuff on your chin there, lady. And how do you explain that away? Like, it looks dirty as it is, and technically it is damn dirty how I would have gotten that glob of lotion on my chin anyways. So, mind you, not as dirty as I would have liked it to be, or as dirty a substance as I would have liked it to have been, but still a pretty dirty origins story anyway. All right, enough of that. What else do I have to tell you about this month? Oh, it's funny because sometimes things will come up and then, I don't know, like 2 days later, the exact same thing will come up, totally unrelated. You know how life does that. And there was an example of that this month where I was talking with someone and they said that I really need one of those in case of emergency break glass boxes on my naughty room wall to hold my emergency panties, which of course every lady with a naughty room needs her emergency panties. And then someone mentioned, and I think it was a sex toy, they like a womanizer or something, that they said I'd need one of those in case of emergency break glass boxes for. So that would just be a funny addition. I'm just looking around in my naughty room right now thinking, where would I put both of them? Because, of course, I'd need both. Probably, like, right here. I could just, you know, break it, smash it with my hand. Very convenient. What other things did I want to tell you about this month? Oh, all right, the audios. I've got a lot of dirty audios planned that I want to get done. I have a lot of dirtiness in general that I've got on the go, but I wanted to talk about the Scooby-Doo themed audio, and I have like a love-hate relationship with these pick of the months. I love them. I think it's so much fun when you guys put your pictures in and we get to choose in the voting process, and especially the last few months with the rivalry and will Velma win and all of that stuff. But then once it comes time for me to actually record, then I'm like, oh, what do they really want with this picture? Do they want this? Do they want that? I know what I would do. I know what I wouldn't do. And I hum and I haw and I debate. And it's all good. It's all fun. It's all part of the process. But you know me, I'm my worst critic. And when it comes to this Velma one, my original thought, I'm going to be 100% honest, I just wanted Velma to get fucked by Fred and Shaggy, like a DP Fred and Shaggy gangbang with Velma. Scooby would be probably crossing a bit of a line, although I know some of you really enjoyed Scooby in the mix. But then I started thinking, okay, my last few audios were gangbang related because that's what I like, and there was a lot of anal in them, and of course, I'd want Velma to get anal. And then I started thinking, wait a minute, I'm not really being true to her character. I should go check out some Scooby-Doo and get to know Velma a little and figure her out. And then as I was watching Scooby-Doo, I've seen Scooby-Doo in the past. I'm not a die-hard Scooby-Doo fan or anything, but I think I know enough about it. I just wanted a refresher. And then I realized Fred is solely Daphne's, and I don't think they've ever crossed that Fred-Velma line. And then I started thinking, if I make Fred fuck Velma, with Shaggy, of course, would people be like, no, I'm so sad you did that, Lacey, because Fred would never betray Daphne like that. And yes, I know it's all fantasy and fun, but then I thought, I've never done anything with Velma before, so maybe for this first one, because I have a feeling, and fingers crossed, that she might circle back again as a winner in a future one. I know I know some of you are on the non-Velma team, but I did enjoy doing her. And so I just tried to keep this one a little bit more to her character, being quirky and smart and liking Shaggy and then having some dirtiness ensue. I really, really did enjoy it. I'm not the best Velma. I think I did an okay job. I'm pretty sure I'll get better if I get to do a few more and get her to be even raunchier for those of you that are on Team Velma. So never fear, if you want to vote Velma in again, then I'm all on board for that. Or any other characters. I know there were some others, some Fred and Barney wife swap type of picks there too that would be fun and exciting. Also, this month for my story time in my letters to Lacey tier, I'm doing like a spring breakish dirty story theme, and I was in one of my moods the other night, and I decided to talk out loud for one of my storytime tales. Anyways, why I'm telling you this is sometimes I'll just record. Like when inspiration hits me, I will literally close my eyes and record. Sometimes I'll have a few points written down that I don't want to miss for a story. Sometimes I'll have a whole script written down, whether it's mine or someone else's. But in this instance, because the mood struck, I literally had my eyes closed for the whole thing. And I was just going with it, coming with it, however you want to phrase that. Where this story took me, it was a fun one. It should be in your ears for those of you in that tier by probably around the same time as this or just after. But as I'm recording, I'm thinking, wow, this is a really long audio and multiple highlights, shall we say. And then when I went back to edit it, because I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be so long, probably half an hour, 45 minutes. I think the total audio ended up being maybe like 10 or 13 minutes all said and done. A fun 10 or 13 minutes that hopefully you'll enjoy just as much as I did, but not nearly as long as I thought when I was just living this fantasy with my eyes closed. Also, as I mentioned, I will be having the swim coach return for a Patreon and Subscribestar exclusive series. All right, I'm not going to babble on for endlessly this month. That's about all I've got that's probably noteworthy and dirty, or at least it sticks out while I'm recording this sort of on the fly for you guys today, because it is a very, very good day, and you might not even realize how much you all contribute to my really great days, which are 99.99% of my days. So thank you so, so much for supporting me, supporting my naughtiness, and continuously coming along to play with me here. I love you all so very, very much. Oh, but before my bye for now message, I'm going to slip in some bloopers from this very on-the-fly monthly update. Enjoy. Especially the last 2 months with the rivalry about who's going to win and will Velma final win. Especially the last 2 months with the rivalry and will Velma finally win. Especially the last 2 months with the... I just wanted Velma to get fucked by Scooby and... Oh, fuck, Scooby. Jeez. I thought you might enjoy those. Now, what was I saying before this? Oh, that's right. Thank you all for supporting me. I love you so very, very much. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.